Today's shiur of Mishnah Brura Yomi. We learn live from Rabbi Chemish on Sukkos. We're sitting here in the Sukkah with one of our main men, Yomi guys, who, Mr. Shem, will finish Mishnah Brura sooner than later. He's not going to finish with the Rabbeinu Addis and Rabbeinu Weinstein, only because he started later. But he's one of the big cash Yomi guys. Made significant cash, close to 5,000. Avi and Talis is right here, learning Torah. Okay, let's go. Sif, hey. Whatever the cholah says he doesn't need to eat, and the rofe doesn't know. Machilon also, we feed him. Rofe is mesupak, you feed him. Avon rofe omer eino tzarech. The rofe says he doesn't need. And the cholah omer eino day, the cholah says he doesn't know, then ain't machilon also. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Because we don't feed him if the cholah is a suffix. And the rofe says he doesn't need to eat. Only if it's the other way around, where Rofe is Mesupak and Chola says he doesn't need to eat. Let's look, what's the pshat? Sivkat Nid Gimel. Harofe Mesupak, Perish. Rofe, Makir Acholi. He knows the illness. Elisha Mesupak im Yistake. Because he knows what the guy has. He has a suffix whether such an illness, okay, will cause him to be in Sakana. Sakana Safashos. The Lav Hachi Kinesh Da'alma. Because if not, if the Rofe is Mesupak what the illness is, then he is like any other person. He's not considered a rofe, and that will not impact and be mechayev him to the chola to eat. The chola thinks he doesn't need to eat. It's only when the rofe is Mesupak, mamish Mesupak, then we say, machinan also, that based on the suffix of the rofe, we feed him. Mishra Ruasaka and Yadalin. The Dibrei Achola in Malin, because here the fact that the chola says Eino Tzarech is not in any way going to make it a situation where now the chola doesn't have to eat. The only time the chola statement is meaningful is when Rak Bisha Omer Tzarechani. When the chola says Eino Tzarech, there's no mile to that. It doesn't help. But when the chola says Tzarechani, that he needs to eat, then we say a chola knows what he's talking about, that he knows when he needs to eat because he's in Sakana. But when the chola says he doesn't need to eat, he might not know. He doesn't have a clue. And therefore, since the chola is saying Eino Tzarech, he's not a bar hachi in this area. So then we go based on the fact that the rofe is mesupak. Machmas divrei rofe is mesupak. Since the rofe is suffik, sveiko hu suffik nefashos. His suffik is a suffik nefashos. And therefore, lahakel you have to be makel. Sip katon tes vav. So the Shulchan Aruch had said if the rofe says he doesn't need, the chola says he doesn't know, so then we say, what? We don't feed him, because the Rofe knows for sure, and the Chola says he doesn't know. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the Chola says he doesn't know, and the Rofe says he doesn't need to eat. So there we say we don't feed him. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Tezvav, Ein Machin also, what's the Pshat? The Ein Yodea Shal Chola, the Ein Yodea of a Chola, Ein Enu Machmas Bekiyas Kedvarv Shal Rofe. That's not like a any yodea of any knowledge, like a rofe. The rof cholim einam yodim. Most cholim don't have a clue. Ubekiim b'cholei shalahem, and they're not yod. They don't know, and they're not bekiim in their illness. Veichas harofe u mesupak. So if the rofe is mesupak, v'omer eini yodea, and he says he doesn't know. Avshe rofe acher omer einot tzarech. Even if there's another rofe that says he doesn't need to eat, machilin also, you will feed him. So again, if the doctor says Eino Tzarech and the chola says he doesn't know, you don't feed him. But if a doctor says he doesn't know, even if another doctor says that the chola does not need to eat, if a rofe is mesupak and says Eino Yodea, that's a real suffix. Again, we're talking about and Eini Odea, he knows the illness, but he doesn't know his Mesupak, whether it's life-threatening. Then we will still be Machmir, even though there's another Rofe that says Eino Tzarech, because it's a Safek. The Das HaTaz, the Macholo Ba'atzma Hu Rofe. The Taz holds that if the Chola himself is a doctor, but who Mesupak, and he's Mesupak for Omer Eini Odea, then Gam Kein Machinan also, then we would feed him. Afilu Im Rofe Acher Omer Eino Tzarech, even if a Rofe says he does not need to eat. Meaning, if the only time you say when a rofe says ein otzarech and the cholah says ein yodea, that we don't feed him is when the cholah himself is not an expert. But if the cholah himself is an expert and he's mesupak in terms of the etzem choli, whether it's life threatening, we will feed him even if there's a rofe that says he doesn't need to eat. Because once again, it's a real suffix. However, Eliyahu Rabba mefak bek al zeh. Eliyahu Rabba is not so sure. The efshar she'enu mavin al atzmo. It could be that he's this rofe who's the choleh. He doesn't really. He's not holding himself beis machalaso when he's in an illness. Afshu rofe, even though he is a rofe, ayin shom. The nireh the tali zeh lefi mahus amachla, and he says it appears to him. The Mishnah Berura says that it seems to be based on the nature of the illness. Imu machla shel chom. If we're talking about a illness of fever, she'ein daikdo tzulukol kach, his mind's not so clear. Bevada yesh makom divrei Eliyahu Rabba is definitely a makom for what Eliyahu Rabba is saying, in that we do not feed him because he's not really holding. Again, the Taz seems to be saying that if the chole himself is a doctor and he says eini yodea, even if there's another doctor that says he doesn't need to eat, we will feed him. And I guess, you know, probably we would say he eats based on our assessment, unless you're actually a Talmud of Eliyahu Rabba. Let's move right there. Vav. Marofe omish eino makir es acholi. The doctor says he doesn't really recognize the illness. He doesn't know what the illness is. Harehu ka'adam di alma. And then he's like any other person. Vein dvarim malin below meridin. Then his what he's saying doesn't mean anything because he doesn't know what the illness is. For all he knows, it's a what's it called? It's a sniffles. It doesn't mean anything. Rama miu im nechlash harbe ad shenira la rov bnei adam she'atzlo shu mesuka nem loyochal. However, if the guy, the chole, is so weak that most people who look at him can say that he is in sakana if he doesn't eat, then machinan oso, we feed him, even if there's no doctor saying he needs to eat. If people who look at him say, wow, this guy is in danger, he needs to eat, then we feed him. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura on this. Sifkat into Zion, machinan oso, we will feed him in such a situation. When most people think he needs to eat, af below rofim, even without doctors, we said the suffering, the fashasu, when people look at the guy, they say, "Whoa, this guy is really, really looks like he's so sick, and we better feed him." Therefore, we feed him. Zion, keshemachilan es haubrais, when we feed a pregnant woman, o es hachole, or we feed a chole. Obviously, because they're considered it's a kind of nefashos. Machilin oison ma'at ma'at. So the way we feed them is little by little. Feed them little by little. So again, right, you had the situation where the muveres smelled something, might be in danger, or you have a chola that's at least suffic, pikuach nefesh. So what we do is we feed them a little. Kedei shelo yitztarif lashir. We feed them a little at a time so that it gets broken up, that at the end of the day, when they eat, however much they eat, they'll never have been eating the shear that they'd be chayav for. So therefore, what do we do? Hilkach. Machinen oisei kishnei shlishi beitza beinonis. We feed them two-thirds of an average-sized beitza, which, again, is a little less than a koseves gasa. The Yeshu Kidei Achilas Arba Beitzim. And you wait the shear of Arba Beitzim, which is the shear of Kidei Achilas Pras. Look at the Mishnah Berura. Sifkat and Yud Zayin. Machilin Oysoi Ma'at Ma'at. Mayri Shaddai Lehem Bezeh Vashkit Ravonam. We're talking where it's okay to feed them this amount to get rid of their hunger. Ukin Lekaman B'Sif Ches. And like we're going to see in Sif Ches, because obviously if they need more, you feed them more. The truth of the matter is, it's not exactly two-thirds of a beitza. It could be a little more than that. All you need to be is rak shelo yeh karov lebeitza. You just can't be too close to a beitza, the bezeh yesh chiyuva, because when it's too close to a beitza, then we are already in the world of a kosebes gasa. Lo bichayev. Sif. Katan, v'yeshu, sifkat yutes, v'yeshu, rotzalomar achar achiloso. Meaning after he eats it, the less than a kasevis gasa, so then what he does is he has to wait so that the achilos don't join up one with the other. Sif katan chaf, kidei achilas arba beitzim, the amount of time it takes to eat four beitzim, which is the shear of kidei achilas pras. In kasha lo lamtin shear zeb, and if it's hard to wait this amount of time, then yamtin akotonim kidei shear achilas shlosh beitzim, then he can wait the amount of time it takes to eat three beitzim. And the kama poskim, the shear zeb, plus according to a number of poskim, this shear, ugamkein hefsek, that's also considered a hefsek, alone with starfei hadadi, and they don't join up. Remember, we already saw a lot of different opinions regarding this. And the safest bet, the chumrah is 9 minutes, the chasim sofer. Again, agave this, the chumrah would be waiting 9 minutes. Agave the amount of time to eat matzah and a kadei chilas bras, so the chumrah would be go to shorter time, would be like, you know, 2 or 4 minutes. Depending on what halacha you're talking about, the chumrah will be either the longer period or the shorter period. We move weiter. We're back into the Shulchan Aruch. It says Vashtia. Now, what about by drinking? So remember, Vashtia, the shear is Melo Lugmav. She says Yivtaku b'chola atzmo kama hi kadei shiyasakenu l'tzad echad. The chola needs to be baidek. There needs to be a bedika for the chayla himself. How much does he need to drink in order to fill up on one side a cheekful, the yare kiblo lugma, so it looks like a below lugma, like the cheeks are full. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan chav aleph, yivdiku b'chol atzmo. Go to lomar, this means to say, l'inyan shkiyas melo lugma, when it comes to the drinking of melo lugma, tzarech l'shayar b'didei b'lo b'dalma. We have to assess the cheekful by the person himself, by the size of his cheeks. Therefore, it has to be assessed how much goes into that guy's cheek. And that's how much he's allowed up until that amount, a little less than that, that's how much he can have at a shot. Because you don't want him to have a full melo lugmav. The kasram achronim, yesh la'achol l'bdok zeh b'erev yom kippur. Achronim right, the chola should check this before yom kippur, on erev yom kippur, how much fits into his cheek. He has to go ahead and drink mashkin, and then again, fill up a cheekful, and then spit it out into a kli, and then assess how much is in that kli. Also, you should go ahead and assess on Erev Yom Kippur. You have to also look at the clock. Kama minutin hu shoeh b'shir achilas arba beitzim. A person should check and see how many minutes he goes ahead and has to wait, so that'll be the equivalent of eating four beitzim. Ukashir azeh yishe biyom akipurin bein achila lachila, and it's that amount he should wait between each achila, b'chein bein shtiya l'shtiya, and that amount between each shtiya l'kameh. Bayein, this is where we have the Shabura bringing down the opinion of the Chasim Sofer, which here would be the Chumrah Shita. Ayein b'tshuvas Chasim Sofer chelak vav siman tezayin shekasav shehefsek bein achila l'achila yekashir 10 minutin. He gave us a fixed amount, and therefore you wouldn't need to go ahead and assess how long it takes to eat the four beitzim before Yom Kippur. The only thing you have to be baidek is the size of your melo lugmav. So when it comes to solid foods, we know what the shear is. The shear is, you know, less than a kasevis gasa, 2/3 of a kabeitza, maybe a little more than that. And when it comes to drinking, what we said, you have to go ahead and see how much to fit into the one side of the cheek, filling it all up. In terms of the shear of kadei achilas pras, how long it takes to eat four beitzim, so you don't have to sit there with a clock. You have the chasim sofer, 9 minutes. Jezeh shear kadei achilas pras. Now, to be pointed out that there are more makel shitas, okay? And I guess if you're going to be machmir when it comes to matzah, to eat your matzah within 2 minutes, or to eat your matzah within 4 minutes, so then, in theory, okay, obviously this is a more serious situation, but then in theory you might, if you're holding that way, eat your din 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever the shita is. Again, Rav Moshe talks about this. A lot of different shiurim are brought down. So again, I guess you would be able to rely on certain situations if you have no choice to less than 9 minutes in between. That's shiur kedei achilas pras. That's the shiur achilas pras. The da should be achilas shtiya ein sarach shos klal. Should know that between eating and drinking, you do not have to wait at all. Between leil b'simin tarif shi beis, that achilas shtiya ein mitzarfin. There's no joining up of achila and shtiya. Sif ches yashku tochus may also shiur, and you give to drink less than the shiur of melulah. In other words, you check the guy. The guy checks how much he can fit into one side of the cheek. And on Yom Kippur, we feed him less than that amount when it comes to liquid of below Lugmav. The Yeshua ben Shtiya l'Shtiya. And when it comes to the break between Shtiya l'Shtiya, today, once again, you wait the amount of time it takes. Today, Achilas Arba Beitzim. The amount of time it takes to eat 4 Beitzim, the Shtiya k'day Achilas Pras. So you drink a little less than a Melo Lugmav. That's what he drinks. Go ahead, wait for the Achilas Pras, and then, once again, drink again. And minimally, you could wait in between each Shtiya the amount of time it takes to drink a Revius, which obviously would be a much more makel Shir in terms of time. So, of course, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkan Chav Beis. So, again, when it comes to drinking, also kedei achilas arba beitzim, the basic shita is you should wait even by drinking, even though the shear is malul lugmav, the shear for hitzdarfus, the shear to join up, is less than the time of kedei achilas pras. So achilas arba beitzim, and once again he says lufachos yeshu kedei achilas shosh beitzim. Minimally, it should be the amount of time it takes to eat 3 beitzim. This is a machlokas about that. Again, we said the machmir opinion is 9 minutes. He says, minimally, you should wait the amount of time of drinking a revius, because that, according to Kama Poskin, that shear is a hefsek. That would be a break. The drinking would not join up with each other. So again, when it comes to drinking, there are different opinions as to whether or not the hefsek of the different drinkings will break and put a break to the joining up of the different drinkings. Is it follow the shear that we have by food of kedei achilas pras, which is 4 beitzim or 3 beitzim, or the shear of a revius, of drinking a revius, which obviously is a very short amount of time? Yes, you can assess that. Now back to Shulchan Aruch. Amdu she'ein hashir malalu maspikim. If the assessment is that these shiurim, these amounts breaking up like this, is not going to be enough for him, meaning he has to eat more in one shot, or the chole himself says he needs to eat more, or the chole himself doesn't really know, you go ahead and you give him what he needs to eat, all in one shot, miyad, Rama adds right away. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chaf Dalid, Osha Cholo Omer Kain, the Kasav Achronim, the Nagin, Shinoisnin, the fun of the Minago is to do as follows. You put in front of him Machal, the food, Vomimlo. And you say to him, Yom Kippur Ayom, today's Yom Kippur. Matach Vashesh, if you think Shigalacha Sakana, if you think it's going to be a Sakana, Imlo Sochal, Kishir, you don't eat this amount in Basachas, then Echol Basachas, then you eat in one shot. Imlav, if not, Tochal Ma'ad, Ma'ad, Pachos Bekishir. Then eat a little, less than a shear, waiting in between, obviously, the kedei achilas pras, when it comes to food, and drink, maybe by drink, you could have a less amount of time in between, up to shear of kedei shtiyas revius. V'chasu achronim tzorach kol morel liyazdinim elu shkurim v'piv. Achronim write that someone who's actually a mora hara, is going to pass these shilas for people, really needs to know all these halachas very well, me'erev Yom Kippur, from Erev Yom Kippur, ki yuchal liyos tishiyos. The Shia is Ma'at, Yeshua Sakanas Nefashos. Because it could be that, you know, fumfering on these halachas can lead to the Sakanas Nefashos. Bimu She'ela Shamora Tzarech La'ayin Adin. And if there's a She'ela where the Mora Hara has to check it out, the Yesh Sham Acher Baki Shiodea Lahashiv Miyad. and if the bucky knows how to answer right away, ain cholkin bezeh kavod l'rav. You don't give kavod to the rav if you know the halacha, and the one who's the mora hora is the supak. You give the answer right away because we're talking about sakanas nefashas. Ayon od medinim elu b'chashabes siman shilchav ches. Check these halachas out in the shabbos shilchav ches siman shemamid. We did this already back then. Ayin shem ki ain ben yom kippur shabbos el shazeh zdonos skila zeh zdonos onesh kares. Nothing different between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, except for the Onesh, but the same halachas apply, legabe chilul Shabbos, chilul Yom Kippur, as well as fasting on Yom Kippur, legabe the halachas of sekanas nefashos, and when you can be mekel, principles are the same. Ad kan.